WMFO in Medford, rising with Sky Bar. Happy Little Clouds are going to be with me about 8:15, maybe a little before that. But right now we got some new music. We're going to get going with you. Once again, this is WMFO in Medford, rising with Sky Bar. Here we go.
Chaos soap.
Do I exist? If the isolation, please. Screws.
Stop that just in time. That was a band called Sweet Unrest. The song is called Do What I Choose. I'm going to play a bunch of local tunes right now, brand new local stuff. First one is going to be by a band called Shiver Lane. I'm going to play these three back to back to back, and then we'll be up with Happy Little Clouds. Once again, this is new stuff by Shiver Lane.
We want everything our way. do the Vauxhall truck. Like royalty, but we're not. We do the Vauxhall truck.
Love.
All right, you just heard Speed Fossil. She's Doing Fine. As I bang the mics around here. Before that, we had Linnea's Garden, a song called Cherry, brand new song by Linnea. Shiver Lane with Little English Pleasures off of an upcoming EP that they have. Let me get this out of the way first. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I always like to get that out of the way.
Gotta all get right. That PSA out.
Right? You gotta. I'm here with Happy Little Clouds. Jack, Jess, hi. Derek.
That's right. I'm back, baby.
Oh, it's gonna be so hard to call you Derek.
That's what we're going with, just for this hour anyway. Okay. After that you can alter it again. Mm-hmm. But before I get going with you guys, I have to say that the first time I was telling Derek outside, first time I saw you was at once when it was outdoors. And it was, I think the COVID era, I don't know, so 3 years, 4 years, I don't know how many years ago it was. Yeah. Derek was not on bass. Right. I think Eric was of, I don't know his last name, escapes me, but.
I was in the audience, though. Which
yeah, that's right, you said you were there at that show.
But crazy. Yeah, you were in
but
the
anyway,
audience, yeah.
Donnie, you maybe, anyway. But
yeah. That's it. Yeah. We knew that.
We pulled that out. Anyway, but that's the first time I saw you, and I was just blown away. You got, you have a loud sound for three people, I think. And the songs are so great. And
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
and that's
thanks.
What's important about going to see shows. I go to shows a lot, as you guys probably know. And a lot of times there are bands there that I don't know about. And you're not going to find out about them unless you go out. Mm, and yeah. That's what happened with you guys. I just thought you were fantastic. And so to go back a bit, before we go forward a bit, to what's going on now. In... was it 2016 that Shift came out?
Yes. Yep.
Was that your first thing?
That was that was my first like thing? Actual album. Although I had been playing, I think, as Happy Little Cloud since 2010.
I saw something I don't have I don't have it, but I saw something about any demos from 2010 that you put out.
Yeah, there was a demo version of Beneath, I think.
There's one other one, too.
Yeah, right. And back then I played with this guy, Alex, and it was just me and him on drums for the longest time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Happy Little Clouds, the name.
You want to know about the
name?
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, I would come home from school, and my dad would be watching Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd go and take a nap to the ch-ch-ch. of his paintbrush, and I was trying to come up with names with Alex back then, and I said it as a joke, actually, because I was like, that'd be funny. It was my favorite sound growing up, and he was like, yeah, that's a good name. I was like, really? And I wasn't sure about it for a while, but
once you find a name, yeah, it seems that's the way a lot of bands are. Something just almost randomly comes up, and they stick with it and they go with it, and yeah, it works. It's a good name.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Try to be happy for the most part, right? And
yeah,
Little Clouds, although clouds. I said you got a big sound for Little Clouds.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get some interesting responses to it too. Usually it's like, aw, that's cute.
Right. Then you stop playing and you're like, they're not so happy, Little.
That's not so cute. I mean, not really.
But that band, and how did you get to this group?
Yeah, I mean, there have been other musicians that have kind of come in and out of my experience, but not until this iteration of Jess and Derek coming in. We've really, I don't know, been like a cohesive unit.
Yeah, it really, it feels like... Well, I was extremely jaded and done and crusty and just done with music. Literally, like, I'm so done with music.
Yeah.
Before I got into Happy Little Cloud. But Jack was just, like, the energy and the talent.
Yeah.
The songwriting talent and, like, the...
You got a great voice, too.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, if we do say so.
I'm blushing.
But yeah, you should be blushing. But it like woke me up again, and I was like, yeah, this is it. And we want to be a band rather than just, like, I've been in situations where musicians come and go, and this felt like a band, you know, and like old school back in the junior high days, you know, like
right. And so I actually started as more of a singer-songwriter back in the day, like the first place I ever played, I think I did an open mic at college. I went to BU, and but then I remember one summer I was actually staying in Boston, I think for the first time during my college years, and I made myself go to the open mic at Club Passim. And first time playing there, they like recorded me, it was great, and I was just like, I was very scared. But that's where I kind of got my first real, I don't know, playing out experience.
So roughly when was that?
Like, I don't know, 2007, 2008-ish or something like that, yeah.
So was Happy Little Cloud your first and your first band, so to speak?
Yeah, though I was also in the band Viva Gina for a while. I was the lesser known musician in that band, I think. But yeah, Happy Little Clouds has been my baby for a while.
Yeah. And Derek and Jess, have you been around for in various bands prior to getting with Happy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys have a lot of experience.
I was entrenched in the upstate New York ska scene in the
Okay.
90s. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
So how long have you been in the area?
Well, I grew up in Boston. Well, I grew up in Cape Cod. But I've been in the area seeing shows since, like, the 90s. Now, I think first show I went to was Club Babyhead in... Oh, that's not fair. You can't put the camera on me while I'm talking. I can't frown.
She said prior that the camera was...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think Club Babyhead in Providence was the first show I ever went to. 92, probably Murphy's Law.
Maybe
the Boston's. I've been around a long time. And then I went to school upstate, so that's when I was playing in a band in college. And then various other projects around... You know,
what were those other projects?
Oh, let's see. There was the band Broadcaster out of Providence. We just had a reunion show last weekend. It was very fun. We haven't played for about 14 years.
Wow.
We were a little bit ahead of our time and a little bit behind the time, so we were never very popular. But Chris was a great songwriter, great musicians, went through several iterations of that band, and it was pretty good. We won Breakthrough Brand in 2010 in the Providence Phoenix. Huge news back then.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Cover of the Phoenix. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This guy? Oh, yeah. I was.
And you've been with...
Big time.
You've been with Happy Little Clouds a couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah. We were supposed to play a horse festival. And then
that fell apart. Thankfully.
And then we recorded our first album like a week later.
A week later. Yeah.
I never
heard
of...
we're going to the studio. And I said... All right.
I never heard of a horse festival.
Yeah, it was a horse festival.
No, I think it was at someone's ranch. I think it was like a house kind of show.
A horse festival.
A house horse show. I don't know.
Okay.
It didn't pan out.
A horse house show? That's a barn show.
A barn show. Yeah. For horses? With horses? I don't know. But it didn't happen.
It did not. Which is fine.
It's fine. Jess, you found your way with Happy Little Clouds after having some... Not so great.
Well, I was touring with this band for 8 years out of New York called the World Inferno Friendship Society.
Just a little band.
Yeah, they were just a little band, and but it was a.
Big time.
Alcohol free since 2010, and that band is notoriously a party band, and it was an extremely like self-destructive atmosphere.
Sure.
But it was just 8 years of that, but I stuck with it because I was like, this is what I've wanted to do with my life. I have to stick with this and bleed.
Yeah.
And then I hated myself afterwards for a long time for putting up with it. But it was an experience. And then I was like, what was that all for?
And now you're in a really good spot.
I am. Yeah. I'm really like, it's a healthy, atmosphere here. And I'm
great music.
Great music. Enjoying it.
I'm going to play two of your singles.
Ooh. All right.
And then you can chat a bit about them. And horrible. They're like, geez, you got that guy on a video?
Well, that's what they say about me. And I'm in the band. Yeah. Ugh, that guy.
Yeah. Here's I Don't Suppose. caught typing.
That's right.
We'll get Skyler that. Was typing.
I know. We'll get that logged in afterwards.
That was Happy Little Clouds.
Tell them what it was. What did we just play?
Oh, it was the Emperor's Song. Previous to that was one of our other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't suppose.
Oh, that's what we played?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
So talk a little bit about those, too.
Yeah. Well, we have a video for the Emperor's Song in which we dress up as emperors. And that was really fun to make. We got this green screen in our practice space, and we just filmed away. Actually, yeah.
I only agreed to do it if I could be an emperor penguin.
Yep.
I had to pull some teeth
emperor,
a little.
It's you get be it? An do you get penguin.
It? I don't.
Oh, okay.
Emperor
okay.
penguin.
Is that
you ever see Happy Feet?
It's no,
a, it's
I
a
didn't.
Type of penguin.
I didn't see Happy
Feet. The joke doesn't work if you have to explain it, though.
The movie. Well, everyone probably saw that movie, mm-hmm. except for me. So.
Okay, that's
so most great. Most people would get it.
I'm gonna catch up on it.
I know.
So put that in your Netflix queue.
So, anyways,
did you enjoy the video process?
Yeah, it was fun because we had to do. Jack wanted to do cinematic. Mm-hmm. Have a cinematic look, so we did. We played the songs at half speed.
Mm-hmm.
And filmed it, and we played the song at double speed and filmed it.
That's
so this
right.
is all some yeah. tricks for you video makers out there.
Yes, yeah,
and then
tricks.
When you play them at normal speed, the slow one, what is it?
Looks well, when you faster. When you speed up the song, it looks cinematically slower. So it looks more like when you see a movie, it looks it has that cinematic feel.
Cinematic.
It's hard to explain, but you can tell.
Anyways, it was really fun to try to play the song at double speed and half speed. That was fun.
Yeah, and we have some good bloopers.
I think that was
yeah.
very successful describing visuals on the radio. Congratulations.
This is riveting. Yeah. This yeah. is so
good stuff.
Riveting.
Well,
good stuff.
That's you'll have to check it out on YouTube.
Yeah. You
please.
The Emperor's
Happy
song.
Little Clouds, riveting conversation.
After this show, please go to your local YouTube and look it up.
Your local YouTube.
Do you
support your local YouTube, okay?
Do you write all the lyrics and music, Jack?
I do write all the lyrics, yes, and the melodies for the most part.
No question.
Is it mostly just personal things that have happened to you, or do you look at like society, or is it just random stuff, or do you write about all that stuff?
All of it. It's basically my outlet for...
You need an outlet, yeah.
For life.
Yeah.
And yeah, stuff that's happened to me, stuff that's happening in society. Yeah, all of it. All of it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Gotta let it out.
Hopefully things will go our way in November.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a little boost with Kamala, but we'll see. Hopefully.
Oh, my God. I feel it. I so feel it. I was depressed as heck.
I think we know why we changed my name back to my original name.
Yeah.
JD is now Derek.
Yes.
Yes.
I do not want to be associated with a person who is amorous with furniture.
Nice. You did that. You didn't go off, off. Yeah, mm-hmm. You did that nicely.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
That's well said.
Yeah.
Well said. I like how
mm-hmm.
you said
that.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's my political bit for tonight, which is more than you get for most
DJs.
You got to
keep that guy out of Raymore and Flanagan, I'll tell you what.
why don't we talk about your newest release.
Yes. So our newest release, Jess, why don't you take this?
Why?
Take it.
Well, because my mind goes blank when I'm put on the spot. That's why.
Okay. This song.
Do the best you can
song
with it.
Spoke to me when Jack brought it to the band. I mean, okay, you guys want to keep just laughing into the microphones? You can take this.
Aha.
You're doing great.
Oh, I am the last person who should be speaking about this song. That's
I think
sure.
It's yours, Jess.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Well, Jack brought this one to the band, and I was immediately like, yeah, this is a great song. I cannot wait to work on this. And then, yeah, the lyrics are really thoughtful. The melody's gorgeous, and I think we really elevated it well, and very proud of it, how it turned out in the studio, and...
Yeah. It's called Lungs.
Yep.
And the kind of main riff here is we are the way we are, and I think that that's a message that can be interpreted in many ways, but mm-hmm. also can be really powerful. And
yeah,
we have a lot of pride around it.
So. Yeah, sure. It can be either said in resignation or with pride. You know, we are mm-hmm. the way we are. It can be your best or worst.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And they should all be accepted as they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
But exactly. I'm going to play. Yeah, I mean, these are three great singles you've put together here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And great work you've done. I'm going to play Lungs right now.
All right.
My glasses are half off. I'm trying to get headphones on. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That means that we're bantering between the... there's not just dead silence. All right. Back to the show. So that was Lungs. And you're going to get these groups of songs and a couple others together and have some sort of release this year?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll eventually gather all these songs and put them out together and... Yeah,
but we have another single in 2 months and a single after that in 2 months, and then we'll put an EP out that has something, one or two that we haven't released.
Will it be a CD form or is it going to be just digital?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Derek was talking about wanting a vinyl.
Vinyl.
I didn't even go there because I'm like, vinyl, I know it's expensive as hell. And
I'll pay for
but
it.
But people pay for it, too.
Derek will be paying for vinyl.
I immediately roll my eyes.
I will say this. This is the first, and I hope nobody else I played with is listening to this. Sorry, guys. this is the first time I've been in a band where I have wanted to spend the money on vinyl because the music is that good.
Well, I agree. Other times, it's a tough sell to the vinyl people, right?
It's... I mean, I've released CDs before in the past, whatever, who cares, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But this time, I really, honestly, am pretty proud of this music, and I think it's worthy of, I'm not trying to get maudlin or anything, I just think it's cool.
Yeah, we're both, like, tearing up over here, because...
Vinyl worthy.
I think it is.
That's so nice.
And really, only if we make 10, that's... You know,
that means a lot coming from Derek.
A release of 10.
Yeah, he's very
10, 20, something.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom will buy one for sure.
You could,
my
you
dad
move
will
10.
Buy one.
My brother will buy
one. You could move 10 just within the family.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to want it for free.
Hopefully some of you listening out there will want. Maybe we'll take a poll and see what format people want.
I don't know. I just think it's worthy of a plastic release. Mm-hmm. Something permanent, something that you can put on your shelf and look at and listen to and enjoy.
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't have to put any money into this, so it's up to you. So like, I'm like, yeah, vinyl, all the way, why not?
And I'm old too, so like, this
we're both
is
old,
all,
so yeah. Like, vinyl's all we listen to.
Yeah, vinyl. Yeah.
And you guys are like, I don't know about vinyl.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know about CDs. I'm just like, let's just put it digital.
No, you need some physical thing.
People like the physical.
Yeah, you need a thing.
They just want all right,
soul we're going to take a poll.
We're going to figure it out. We're not that far yet.
Go to our Twitter. @HappyLittleClouds Band.
No,
that's not true.
It's not called Twitter
anymore.
Don't
listen to Derek about...
Derek's going rogue.
Derek's going rogue.
They don't know that I secretly run our Twitter account.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it called X now?
It is, exactly, right.
No.
So tell me what you got coming up. Well, I guess we'll table this vinyl CD, but something physical got to come out.
Well, we'll put something physical out.
Yeah.
Something will come out.
Yeah. So coming up on Thursday, we have Warehouse 11... we're playing with Megan Tracy,
Thrust Club, Lonely Lisa, and the Lost Cowboys, and Megan Tracy and the Mixed Connections. And it's our good friend from Thrust Club's birthday, Erin Jeanette. And the whole theme is because it's Leo season. So anyone with birthdays and who are Leos, I'm a Leo moon. That means like internally, I want to, I don't know.
Something.
Be showy or something. Yeah. Okay. It lines up. But it'll be a really fun show. It's going to be like a big party and everyone's invited. So August 24th, we're playing at JP Porch Fest.
At Tres Gatos.
At Tres Gatos.
With special guests.
Yes, okay. There'll be other people playing as well.
We can't say who it is.
They'll be announced down the road.
But it rhymes with...
No,
it rhymes
it's
with
not even anything
crop else. Kick Urfies.
That's not true. Ignore Derek.
I think we know that's a
it rhymes with Austin.
You know, he was being so sincere before. That's why we were like tearing up. Anyway.
Now he's back to his old tricks. And then in September, October, we have some other shows where we'll be playing with Girl with a Hawk, Daylilies, and Muck and the Myers coming up, so...
Great
keep your
bill.
Eyes open for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
those
not
are,
all.
Those
are
different
three
bills.
Different shows.
All great bands.
But great bands.
Great bill, too.
We're very excited to play with them. Yeah.
So, that's it.
Fantastic. The clock's ticking. I'm going to get Lonely Lisa in here.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to play a few other things that people have sent me over the past week.
Lisa and I were bandmates in Viva Gina, so...
But thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
very fun.
Really look forward to it because, as I said, I'm a fan of you guys from just going to see you. I don't just I try to get out there and see bands as opposed to just having them come on the show and not knowing who the hell they are. And so, yeah, you guys are great. But I'm going to play Lonely Lisa. I'm going to wave again to the camera. This is like a goodbye. Bye. It's my sign off.
Yeah.
All right. Lonely Lisa. We've had Happy Little Clouds here. Go check them out. Great band. Get their stuff when it comes out in some format. It's going to be in some sort of physical format.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've got that guarantee.
Yes.
Wax
when it comes
cylinder.
Out. All right. Here's Lonely Lisa.
like I'm some sort of stranger you haven't got to know before. When my gut said you weren't in it, you said stay. We're really not that different, so I stay here with you.
We're gonna make it.
All right, WMFR in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I gotta get out of here. That was the COVIDs, a song called Banned from the USA. Before that, the Downhalls, The Tower, and Duck and Cover. Girl from Nowhere, the Downhalls, and the Duck and Cover have a release at Deep Cuts right here in Medford at August 2nd. I think that's Friday night. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys was Stayed. We leave with one from Against Me. See you next week. Thanks.
Who's gonna